Crozier Health, Delaware County's four-hospital system, is at risk of a complete collapse. The health system's troubles go back to a business deal that was initiated in 2019, one that Pennsylvania officials were warned about, but had little power to stop. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
The deal was made between Prospect Medical Holdings, which is Crozier's parent company, and a private equity firm. The firm, which owned about 60% of the hospital chain, wanted to pass along its share to Prospect CEO and his associate. This would give them 100% ownership control over Prospect while saddling the company with $1.3 billion in debt. Eileen O'Grady, a research manager for the Private Equity Stakeholder Project, sent letters in 2020 to regulators in the states where Prospect owns hospitals, including Pennsylvania.
My letter urged each of these different attorneys general and other regulatory bodies to review the transaction to ensure that the hospitals actually had adequate financial resources to respond to the pandemic in light of Leonard Green having siphoned, you know, these hundreds of millions of dollars in debt-funded dividends out of the system.
But in Pennsylvania, there is no law that gives the state the power to thoroughly vet and potentially block hospital deals. In Rhode Island, where Prospect owns two hospitals, the regulations are much stronger, thanks to the state's Hospital Conversions Act. The state approved the deal while securing $80 million for an escrow account, among other conditions, to keep the hospital stable until 2026. Here's Chris Colacci, an attorney who represents nurses at Rhode Island's hospitals.
And so by doing this, we secured the financial well-being of our hospitals, which otherwise would have been left, you know, out there in a very precarious position had Prospect gotten away with what they were hoping to get away with and what they may very well be getting away with in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania legislators are currently working on bills to strengthen the state's ability to review and block hospital transactions. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.